Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. In my notes, I put, grow strong in the Lord and know him more and more each day. The more you know him, the closer you are to knowing you. The more you know you, the stronger you become and the wiser you become. Your old life will be no more, for you were delivered from that life of sin so that you can now live a strong, good life for the Lord. If you do not grow in the Lord, you will forget that you were delivered from a life of sin. Salvation doesn't stop at receiving Jesus. Once you really accept him, your life changes. You hunger for his word, for truth, for wisdom, for love, for friendships that are genuine and pure. You gradually put off the old ways and become new. Not only will you notice the difference, but those who knew the old you will also see a change in you. If there is no change, there is no growth. So we need to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. So if we want to be like God, then we have to know him. We have to know him in order to reflect him. Today, I had to complete a meditation from yesterday. And after I did and contemplated God's special message to me, I got very emotional in a way that I was praising God and I was saying things to God that how I wanted to live my life, how I wanted to be for him. And it was just so open and so powerful and so filled with passion. And to just give you a quick view of what I was seeking from the Father, I wrote a little note. I put, when people see me, hear my voice, be in my presence, I want them blinded to my human flaws. I want Jesus, the love, light, and power of God, to flow through me so strongly that they feel God's love, God's light, and God's power within their own being. So what I was saying is, I want my presence to activate within other people their greatness, their truth, their brilliance, their excellence. When people hear my voice, when people see me, when people are around me, I don't want me flowing. I want God flowing through me. I want God's love, God's wisdom, God's light, God's presence, God's energy, God's vibration, God's everything to flow from me so strongly that anybody in my area, anybody around me, anybody who hears me, they will have within them an activation that's so powerful that they see who they are. They see their own greatness. They feel their own power. They feel their own strength. Man, I was just so on fire. I'm not even going to go into it because I'll be on here for a while. And lately my messages have been short. Short and to the point. God is so powerful. And we have that power in us. We just have to tap into it. We have to want it. I want it. I want all the power within me to just flow out, connected with God's power. Can you imagine your power, God's power merged together, flowing out of you so strongly that other people will be immediately acting on their own power and feeling the greatness within themselves and feeling so special because we are special. And I want people to feel their own specialness, their own beingness, their own truth. And that's how grand and great, that's how powerful I want the presence of God to flow through me. Not only so they can see the light of God and feel the power of God, but that they see it and feel it and know it within their own beingness. So that they will feel their own specialness, their own excellence, their own geniusness, their own power. I want them to feel them. I want them to awaken to them. And I said, Lord, that's what I want. So the more I know God, the more I study Him, the more I just spend time with Him, my wants change. First, I'm saying I want to be filled with His light. Then I'm saying I want to be His light. And now I'm saying that I want His light to be so powerful that other people's light comes on within themselves and that they feel their own greatness. So the more you know God, the stronger you become spiritually, the more you grow and the more you become who you are. But if you just receive Christ because you believe He died for you and that it is only through Him that you can receive eternal life and only through Him you can commune with the Father, if that is far as you've gone, you can easily fall back into your old life or remain in your own life, old life. Salvation doesn't stop. Salvation is adding on to virtue, patience, knowledge, godliness, kindness, love. It doesn't stop at receiving Jesus. It continues for the rest of your existence. The growing, the wisdom, the changes in your own life, your desires, your wants, your goals, everything about you is going to change. Your life is going to become a new life. You're going to step away from the old way of being and step into a whole new way of existing. And this is what I'm getting as a message from this verse. Is that we must add on other things so that we can continue to grow and become more like the Lord. And the only way you're going to do that is to know the Lord, to know who God is. The more you know him, the more you can become like him. But you can't become like him if you don't know him. And you will know him when you grow. The more you grow in the word, the more you grow in faith, the more you grow in your spiritual development, the more you will know him. And the more you will become like him. So this is just telling us, don't stop at faith. Don't just stop at faith. Move on to the next level, which is your spiritual growth and development, so that you can become the Word of God. My God, God is just so, my, he is awesome. God is awesome. I mean, there are no words. There are no real words that can describe how powerful and awesome God is. You just have to experience him. You have to experience God for yourself. And the more you experience him, the more you reflect him in your own life to other people. The more you experience him, and the more you know him, the deeper your experiences will be. The more powerful your experiences will be. I ask God to give me a message, a very special message. And he said, I am you. You are me. Let us be. Let us be. God gave me this message before. I remember when he said, I am you, you are me. He said, I am you, you are me before. And he said, let us be. I have it in my notes from some time back where God said this. Because God is everything. God is everything. So I am you. Yes, you are. Because you are everything, and you are really the only one that exists, and everything comes from you. Everything, everybody. So yes, God can say, I am you, because he is. He is everything, and he exists. He is all. Then he says, you are me. Yes, because we are made in the image of God. We are co-creators with God. We would not exist if God didn't. So yes, we are God. We are in the image of him. We are co-creators with him. There would be no us without him. Let us be. Let us be together, one. Let us be who we are. Let us merge. Let us be one. Because we are love, we are light, we are energy, we are vibration, we are consciousness. We are all things. That is God. So let us be. Be who you are. God's message to me is always going to be who you are. And who am I? The essence of God. Be light, be love, walk in the power of God. That will always be God's message. He could say it a million, billion, zillion different ways, but that will always be his message. Represent him. Represent him. Be his light, be his love, be his power. That is our purpose for being here. Is to be God in these human bodies on this planet. That will always be his message in many, many different ways. That is his message. That is his message. I can go over all my notes from months ago all the way up until now, and that message will be in all those notes. We are here to simply be. And for the last couple of years, I've been saying that. Why can't we just be? It doesn't take all these, I would say, it doesn't take all that. And when I say it doesn't take all that, it doesn't take all the crap that's going on in the world. It doesn't take all this excessiveness. We just to be. Simply be. Just simply be. Remove all the have-to, shoulds, and musts, and remove all this excessive crap in our lives.
Okay.
And just be.
Mm-hmm.
How easy is it? If we're coming from the angle of the human mind, the human ways, it's not easy at all. But to come from the angle of God being all things and we being the image of God and co-creators with God, it's simple. It's simple. So it depends on what angle we're coming from in our lives. How are we going to live our lives? Are we going to live it as human beings, or are we going to live it as spirit beings, as co-creators with God, images of God, the power of God? God is, oh my God, God is great. God is awesome. God is, ooh. Things are just coming to me now, and you know how I get. I just start saying things as they come, and then I start floating, start feeling so light and lifted because I'm starting to see new things. I'm starting to expand into more deeper understanding and knowledge. God is, oof, God is awesome. I'm getting ready to go off again. Let me close. I'm just going to read that one more time. One more time. I just love talking to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's deep. God is deep. God is deep. We are so surface. We are so surface. Man. Every time I think about how deep God is, I start thinking about the blog I used to have. Let's get deep. It was so deep, people couldn't relate to the things I was saying. And somebody even got on there and said that, whoo, this is too deep for me to comment on. Way over my head. Then some people get on there and say, I couldn't have said it better myself. And I thought I was the only one thinking like this. So there are people out there that think deep, but not too many people understand them. I had stopped doing that blog because people weren't understanding the depth. They didn't know how to comment. And I saw no purpose in continuing it. Because at the time, I was looking for comments, some communication. But now I know you don't have to get communication from people. It's not necessary. You can just get your message out there, and they can think about it and make their own comments on their own. They don't have to actually put their comments on your blog. They can comment in their minds. They can comment verbally. They can comment however they want. It doesn't have to be on your blog. I mean, it would be nice to get a conversation going and maybe more comments to come in, because then you'll say something that somebody else may want to comment on. And, you know, it's a flow of conversation. But it isn't necessary. It isn't necessary, because if a person reads a blog, they're going to have a comment anyway, whether it's verbal or mental or emotional. They're going to have a comment anyway. You don't have to know the comment. And I look at my blog talk messages. I don't have any comments on any of my messages. But that doesn't mean those who listen don't have a comment. It's just that they didn't type one in. I don't always type in comments when I read things or listen to things, but I have them. I have comments. I may be discussing it while I'm listening. I may discuss it later in the day, but I always have comments on things that I read or listen to. I just don't type them in. So it's not necessary to have typed in comments. How did I even get on that? I don't know. I thought I was going to read this last thing, God's message to me, and close, didn't I? I just went off and just started chatting. Okay, I'm going to read this last thing this time. Mm-hmm. I am you. You are me. Let us be. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you would give your message to us in however many ways are necessary for us to get it. And you will give your message as many times as necessary for us to get it. Life is simple.
Yeah.
You tell us that all the time in your many ways. Thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, your grace, your wisdom, your power, your presence, your existence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting us know that the more we know you, the more we become you. Become you in our daily lives, every moment of our existence. God is good. May God continue to bless you and shower his light and love upon you. And may you continue to grow and know him more and more each and every day. And may his blessings be on you so strongly that even other people would see the light and love of God on your life, and that they will feel his power when they are in your presence. Many blessings to you always. Always.